Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality and is about discovering your place in this great universe from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guests, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Radio. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here this evening. Tonight, we are going to be talking about the brain. What is it? Is it that gray and white stuff on the top of your head? Is it the thing that you say, oh, it's got it all going on? My ego, I know what I'm doing. My intelligence, I know what everything is going to be about because my brain is a machine. It functions. I put things in, it tells me what to do, and I act on that. What is their brain about? What is their mind all about? Is it control experience? Is it something that's out there? Is it a frequency? Hey, maybe I can just plug my brain in and I'll get all kinds of good feelings and see how that works. How does everything work together in our body? Is it a very linear in silo existence, and we say we just need to crack the code, and then we'll be able to be, all-knowing, all-awareness, all-consciousness, and everything will be revealed to us. I don't know about that. I don't know about linear. I don't know about silo existence. Is it really expansive, just like the web of the universe, as we all say? Today, my guest is Lee Gerdes. His book is The Infinite Possibilities of a Balanced Brain, The Limitless You. He is also the founder and CEO of Brain State Technologies, located in Scottsdale, Arizona. Lee, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, Lee, don't you think we get stuck in this? We think our brain's got it all going on, and we got to crack that code so we can get on with our life, yes?
Yes, and actually, in some ways, part of that is actually true from a scientific perspective. In other words, we see trauma, which causes the brain to be stuck, usually on the left side for a parasympathetic or freeze response, or on the right side for a sympathetic or fight or flight response. Depends on the situation.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of times people say we have so much going on in our life, that really doesn't matter. How about the idea we say about our brain, you can work through things. You can forget about it. You can let it go. And people are saying, I don't know why I can't let it go. I don't know why those things that happened in my childhood, in my past, they just seem to be repeating. And I think what's really happening now is we're having a lot of self-defeating people out there and gurus who are saying, you can. There must be something wrong with you. You need to make a better choice. It's almost like we've gone from nuns in Catholic school, whacking us with a ruler, and now we got these gurus out there saying, you haven't taken up the right choice. You don't know what you're talking about, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, it's almost like saying, if I had no arms, somebody yelling at me to pick up the box.
Right.
Because it's the same thing, right? I mean,
yes.
I started this work in 2000, but that was after 8 years of trauma and mild traumatic brain injury and symptoms of it, mm-hmm. which started in 92 after an assault by four youth. One had a baseball bat. And mm-hmm. so during that time, I was told many times it was all in my head. And so I mm-hmm. actually started to look and see if it was.
Right. It's sort of like, don't you wish you could cut it off so you could examine it?
Well, actually, I didn't have to cut it off. I could just hack together some software and look at hemispheres and mm-hmm. found that it was highly asymmetrical when I was feeling the worst, less asymmetrical when I wasn't feeling so bad, and So I just sought for find a way that it would kind of balance itself, because it's a near infinite system, and to get your arms around infinity, to think that you could be so egotistical to believe that you can change an infinite system, wow, that's really out there, right? And so I didn't try to change it. I tried to work with it to encourage it to reflect it back to itself, but in the middle, not on either end, sort of speak, so it could gain its own rebalance. And that's what I did in 2000, and that's what we do 2018, 19, and here we are with a new product called Cereset, C-E-R-E-S-E-T, it's Cerebrum Reset, and a new company. All of this is being rolled out with that same basic understanding that the brain can heal itself.
It's interesting, Lee, that you say about that, because when we really think about it, a lot of times people will say, I had a trauma, and then I'm trying to do these good things. It's almost like they're bouncing between the outliers in their life, and they haven't found that space in the middle where they can exist with everything in its realm. In other words, really what we're looking for is we're saying there will be things that will happen in our day, and it's just how we flow with it and through it versus how we get impacted, imprinted with it, and then we're stuck carrying it, don't you think?
Indeed, and the brain moves, you know, 3 to 5 times faster than our thought. So when we find ourselves feeling fear and don't know why, or reacting emotionally, or having a thought we don't know why, you know, that comes from the brain pattern, not us. And when we say, well, I'm going to put that down, well, it's already there. I mean, it's already there because the brain surfaced it. So it's the brain we work with, not the person, when we work. And so we just reflect the brain back to itself to let its own state change itself. That's what happens when we have a cut on our hand, right? We don't. If you have a cut on your hand, you might put some antibiotic on it, or Band-Aid. But you don't think about that healing, and you don't heal it out from outside in. But the brain then orchestrates the healing, and it heals it from inside out. Because we're so wonderfully made in that way that it can do that.
Yeah, and I think the idea that we can think our way out of this, we can fix it if we're good enough, or we can fix it if we're educated enough, or if we have enough money, or if we buy enough techniques or take enough vacations. You know, there's always an excuse and a different way to be able to get around things. But we always say, you know, people that are really stressed, they say, go on a vacation, I feel really great. And now I'm ready to go back to work. So, you know, you're in an outliers, two set of outliers, and you can't figure out how to exist in the middle, you know. And a lot of times I think that's almost where we see a lot of aging rapidly go on, because we're just bashing it, you know, to death on either sides, and we really haven't found how to nourish it and regenerate it. Yes?
I believe that, and that all happens from the organ of central command, which is the brain, and it needs to be relatively balanced. And without that, you have problems, issues, and early on, early preliminary aging is certainly one of those things, because it's working overtime to do anything. Does that make sense?
Right.
You know, it just takes it so much more energy. When it's relaxed, when we're relaxed, we can get through a lot of things, and it's a lot easier. When we're uptight, we can't get through those same things, and it's not nearly as easy. And so when we think about that in terms of the brain itself, what we try to do is just relax the brain so it can reset itself. And we've proven through various clinical trials, as well as working with 130,000 plus people around the world, that that's true.
And almost, don't you think it's almost like a reset of the frequency, because sometimes people will say, as you say in your book, a lot of drama and trauma, but really that's almost like an outside-inside thing, you know, illusion and reality kind of idea. It's almost like the idea that something will happen and you kind of are replaying it, but you kind of can't get to the next level because you're still stuck in that frequency mode. You know, it's actually a current. It's actually, I always call it, it's always a spin somewhere in your being, and where are you off, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the top's either spinning too fast mm-hmm. or it's spinning mm-hmm. too slow.
Right.
If it spins too fast, then it literally flies off of the stick that it's spinning on, and if it spins too mm-hmm. slow, it falls off of it. So, again, you know, that hemispheric balance needs to be relatively stable in overall. However, what we think of it as is being having the ability to move or be real fast when it needs to be real fast, or real slow right. when it needs to be real slow, sleep, for example.
Right, and because like it's not dumbing down, it's not burning out the frequencies on either end to give it a, you know, one mode. It's really saying you can still experience all modes, it's just that they aren't your default. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, and that sleep mode or that slow time, right? I mean, we burn more calories in REM sleep probably than any other time. And because our brain burns a lot of calories, and in REM, it's working really hard to clean itself. Well, if you don't sleep very well, and or if you take medications, that cleaning doesn't happen. And what happens then is you get foggy. You have to empty out some of the networks of unwanted, unneeded.
Mm-hmm.
Connection sometimes, and sleep is the very key to that. So if you're going to take some kind of a therapy, if you're going to take some kind of a modality or some kind of a supplement or medication, the question is, do I sleep well and wake rested? If you don't, it isn't working for you. It's mm-hmm. a very simple test.
Yeah, and it's also the idea of being able to say, it's really thinking about the mind and the brain as the web of the health of the body, because if you really think about it as a linear concept, then you'll get a little bit stuck. You know, a lot of times people will say, oh, you know, I take tons of vitamin C, that I take tons of it. And then you say, oh, but are you taking magnesium with it? You just depleted your magnesium. I don't know what you're talking about. I take tons of vitamin C. And then you say, but, you know, a lot of the chemical reactions use vitamin C, magnesium, and zinc, and different other vitamins and nutrients and ions that they need for that chemical reaction to, quote, go. So sometimes pouring things in, they say, oh, but I'm just peeing out all the vitamin C. Well, of course you are, because you didn't put in the cofactors. So really what you're talking about in the brain is, how can we say, let's dance in unison versus going off and doing some crazy, epic, rock concert at the night, and then the next day you feel like crap, you know, because it really didn't resonate correctly to get the job done, right?
And if it doesn't, if the brain doesn't balance energetically left and right and low to high,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to have some downside. But let's say that it does balance relatively well and it is functioning in that state. In that state, it will take care of itself. If I'm silly and take too much X, it's mm-hmm. it's going to disregard that. It's not all that pertinent. When I think about people who have spent so much time and money to detoxify their body,
mm-hmm.
and when they think about that, almost all of those people are parasympathetic dominant. They're freeze response dominant. That means they don't get a sufficient constriction of blood vessels. That means it doesn't clean itself well enough. That's a brain problem, not a body problem. We haven't got our arms yet around the fact that the brain drives. It drives every cell in our body. It drives every thought. It drives every feeling. It drives our ability to think and reason. And if it's not well balanced, it simply loses that ability. So when we take, for example, when we take some drugs, Oxycontin, you know, started with pharmaceuticals giving the quote-unquote pain reliever away, and the recipients of that didn't necessarily decrease their pain. What they did was they just didn't think about it anymore.
Great.
It broke down their logic. And so is it any wonder that when it's so quote-unquote soothing, that it's become an epidemic?
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't about the pain.
Right.
I mean, it's a crazy world we live in now, and to be healthy in it, we need to have ways and means of having a balanced brain. That's all there is to it.
Today we discuss many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to, and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit drjeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.
You know, and a lot of these things occur in our earlier life, in maybe childhood. Sometimes they could occur instantaneously, 2 days before the event or whatever. It could be a long time ago. But the difference is that, you know, if you look at history, when people started detoxing, it was really when a lot of the spiritual awakening started happening. People said, I got to let it go. I got to do things better. And all of a sudden, all their demons started coming out. The dark night of the soul. We started having, oh my gosh, I'm not a good person. I'm not doing this right. I'm not doing that right. And they're still drinking the green drinks. And how can I detox more? And how can I make my colon cleanse really work? And it was almost like you were trying to rid the body of the feelings and the sensations, memories, and everything else that started to arise. And that was the only way you could think of it, that was in social media, that you could rid yourself. It's almost like with these walking humans in the past 20 years that are trying to rid. We have to get rid of this. You know, I can't carry too much material stuff around with me. I've got to get rid of it. I can't have a big house. I look too affluent. Get rid of it. I can't have, bad feelings. I have to get rid of it. I can't be a drug addict. I have to hide it. I have to get rid of it. So I think we're really on the path of getting rid of things. And really, has not the brain and the mind been the storage of all of this or the driver?
Indeed. Yeah. And so what we've become humans doing instead of humans being, right?
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. so we try to do something to find an answer when in fact the answer is in us. And it is our brain, and it is relaxing it so that it is not overstimulated and stuck in one place or another. And that sounds so simple, and it is so incredibly profound. It's the difference between life and not life.
How about the idea, though, we have this great resurgence now of meditation, you know? And how we say this on the show is that people will go to guided meditations and they'll say, but where are they taking me? And it's sort of like, well, I always go to this guided meditation at the gallery downtown, and she's always taking me to this palace. And it's sort of like, I don't want to go to no damn palace, you know? And I think the idea of how can we relax ourselves, I think people have resistance to that because it might be the imprint that just got them there in the first place.
But this isn't about relaxing myself. I can relax myself with alcohol. I can relax myself with music and a comfortable chair. That's not yet. If that would have helped me over those 8 years, I wouldn't have gone through hell itself.
Right.
It didn't work. Yeah. Drugs and medication did not work. Counseling did not work. Nothing I did, quote-unquote, worked. Until such time as my brain drove me to be what I was capable, and my brain could move where it needed to move instead of being stuck, until I reached that kind of ability, I had no ability. Will meditation help? Sure. Is meditation valuable for everyone? Probably 2% of the people that try it. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because the others are asymmetrical, and you're asking them to meditate when they can't.
Right.
You can't. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're again trying to do something instead of trying to be something. And being human is being most clearly, in my mind and my experience and that of 100,000 plus others, being human is really about having a balanced capability in our brain.
How about the idea, too, that when they say, fake it till you make it, we hear this a lot now. I just want you to focus on you have it already. You have a house. You have a job. You have a car. You're driving down the street. You have your high heels on. Your purse is a brand new one. You have no scuff marks on anything, and you're ready to go to the biggest job in the world, and you're going to have 10 zeros next to it. Keep focusing on that. Keep focusing on that. We hear this a lot now with gurus, and they're saying, well, the law of attraction, you just haven't focused on it enough. You don't know what you're saying. You haven't brought it into your consciousness or your awareness. And do you know what I mean? And we hear quite a bit of this.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And so for the guru, that's a win-win. For the recipient, that's a lose-lose, right?
Right, there'll always be failures, and they're counting on that because they know, you know, in some way that they can just keep saying this and people keep paying them for it.
But, Dr. Jeanette, do you know that somebody wins the lottery?
I know.
Somebody does win it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the likelihood of winning it? One in hundreds of millions.
Right.
So let's see. Do you want to fake it till you make it? Well, for one in hundreds of millions, it's going to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's different.
The other hundreds of millions minus one won't work so well. And so, you know, I would instead, you know, invest a little bit and balance my brain 1,000 times over, and the likelihood of that working is 90%+. And so I'll take that bet. Yeah, I'll do it every time.
You know, and Lee, a lot of times there's this talk about neurofeedback, biofeedback, you know, get yourself aligned, do your chakras, do this, do that. Almost people are feeling a little bit overwhelmed, and they're saying, I want the one thing to be able to do. Just give me one thing, and it's going to fix all of me. And I think they get very frustrated, and, you know, people will say, oh, I know my sugar's really high. I want the drug. Just give me the drug. I'll take it, and no big deal. But they're sitting down to, you know, fried foods, you know, a big batch of rice, and they've just drank 2 liters of soda. In other words, So can we continue our habits? Can we continue our progress in this life and what we are engaging in and balance our brain?
The fact is, when we have a balanced brain, we make better choices. It's not, can I continue in it? Do I want to? I probably don't. Mm-hmm. And it's highly unlikely. In fact, it may cause me discomfort if I do.
Mm-hmm.
I used to, at one point during those 8 years, I would drink, I don't know how much Dr. Pepper. Right?
Right.
And I can't even stand it now. Once my brain was balanced, I just didn't want any part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't change myself. I just didn't want it.
And that's a perfect example of what I've always said, too, is sometimes when you raise your frequency or you're in a different space, that other frequency that you used to dance with, it just doesn't appear.
No.
It just doesn't.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it's almost like if you think about physics and stuff, you know, it's almost like when we think about it, one person's yelling, the other person's yelling. One might be right for them, the other one might be right for them or whatever, but they're both yelling. And I say, okay, well, people want to stop them. I'll say, absolutely not, let them continue, because it's going to come to an end where then they're going to say, you know what, I'm done. They're done with the frequency. They get it now, that it doesn't matter, or it isn't there, or it's whatever. In other words, two frequencies will compete with each other and go as high as they can. When it gets to a point, it's just going to go poof, and then they don't exist. So in other words, you might stand there and yell and scream with two people, and finally at the end you'll say, you know what, I'm done. And you'll notice, you know what, I just haven't run into that other person for like 10 years. That just doesn't show up. So it's kind of saying, that's a simple example of it, and just saying that things just won't appear. They won't. They won't be important. I know for myself. You know, I don't watch the news. I don't watch, you know, television that much. And when other people do, and I'm around in the area, it's like they're talking about stuff, and I'll go, I just have no clue what you're talking about. It just doesn't appear for me. And that's something that's what we're trying to get to. However, people will say, "Oh, but it's my job. Oh, it's my work." Let's talk about that, Lee. Let's say we really work on balancing your brain. We really work on being able to see how you're living in this world with the mesh and the existence. And we turn around and say, oh, you know what? Every time I walk into work, it's like I just start throwing up and I can't stop, or I can't be here, or I pick a fight with everybody or whatever. It's sort of like, well, maybe it's time to move on, yes?
Maybe. Maybe it's time to balance your brain.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, if I pick a fight with everybody, if I go to another place, pretty soon what's going to happen?
Right.
I'm going to pick a fight with everybody.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a little bit scary, actually, this message, because people, the listener has to understand that their brain drives, they don't. And that's a little scary. But what's not scary is when their brain's in balance, then they can drive. And they drive for themselves, for their own highest potential, for their own, for the greater good. And it changes things. So when we take a look at clients and we see in the brain a certain area, and that brain is highly asymmetrical, we've seen brains about 8 when we had about 30,000 patterns, 30,000 people previously, we had about 8 of them, and the brains were asymmetrical, highly asymmetrical in one particular area. For those 8 people, guess what? They had all attempted suicide within 2 weeks of the time they came here.
Mm-hmm.
What's the likelihood that that brain asymmetry is part of, it may be not the only, but it's part of one of the indicators for self-harm? It's about 99.9%+.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get it, our brain drives, but it doesn't necessarily drive to a good place if it's not balanced in a good way. When we get that, then we work to keep that going and everything else we can fall will just fall into place. We don't have to work at it. The beauty of it is it happens because we're important. We're a created being. And what we have to offer to ourselves and to the world is way beyond our, I think, imagination. It's not something I have to, you know, fake to make. It's something I find myself and think, wow, that's amazing. You know, it's quite the other side of that coin, right? It's all about what science calls an allostatic state. In other words, there's homeostasis, which means that there's consistency through a norm is consistent, and there's allostasis means that the norm is actually based on the ability to move high or low. And so we're about allowing the brain to balance so that it can be an allostatic organ. It can move high and active when it needs to. It can move low and sleep soundly and unload when it needs to. It's still just a brain-driven life, like it or not. I mean, I can't say it in any other way. The work we did for a medium security prison, Nevada, was really indicative of that. When I went there, what would you think? You think those inmates would be in fight or flight, or do you think they would be in a freeze response? I thought they would be in fight or flight, right? They were totally in a freeze response. And then I understood, when you're in a freeze response, the best way to get out of it is rage. And that's what got them there.
Right.
And so then when they balanced their brain, and for the next 3 years when they were tracked, they had no indications, or they were written up zero times for being harmful to others. They were written up almost every week, all of them every month, to be in some kind of altercation before that.
Right.
What changed? They didn't change. We didn't tell them anything. They were driven before to do that, to help balance themselves. And now, after they balance themselves, they just didn't need to do it anymore.
You know, and I think with the rise in violence these days, the rise in things, it seems, just plain going on around us. People say the world is getting crazy. I don't understand this. This is really getting heightened. Don't you think that going right back to what I said before about the two frequencies getting higher and higher and really going at it, I think that's potentially what we might be seeing right now going on in the collective. We're really getting to a time where people are really getting combative to each other. So that which, whatever's in us, is really starting to show up.
Wherever we're stuck, we're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, it doesn't...
But there's more of us, or it's more appearing stuck.
Well, that's because things are moving faster.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's because our input is much greater.
Yeah.
I have a granddaughter. You know, she was proficient on an iPhone at about 20 months.
Wow.
She could play the game on an iPhone in 20 months. I remember when I would never have a call from business when I played golf because I didn't have such a thing as a cell phone.
Right, that's right. Yeah, I know.
And now.
Or you weren't at home, so you didn't get the call. How about that?
Right, yeah. I carry it on my hip, you know. I plug it in, you know, at night. I mean...
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're in a whole different world in terms of exposure to input, and our brains haven't yet matured themselves or evolved, let's say, enough to filter that through. And so we're vulnerable. That's partially why I think we're facing a near epidemic in such things as attention deficit disorder. It's because of that influx of unfiltered information.
Right. You know, I think sometimes people will say, though, I don't want to mess with my brain or my mind because then I won't know myself. It will change my identity. It will take control of me. It's almost like, are you going to wheel up, hook me up, and now I'm someone else? I think we see this quite often when people will say, I feel like I'm having anxiety, and then we have to shock their brain because we have to put it back in order. And if they have a manic attack, then they have a 72-hour hold, and then they're back in again getting another brainwave shock, you know. And are we turning around and frying cells in our brain? Are we turning around and saying we have to keep resetting them that way, and we're going to, by darn, we're going to get them to act and conform as the people we expect them to be? Is that really the goal of it?
Not at all. The goal of it is to allow it to reset itself. Mm-hmm. That it's a near infinite system, and it alone can do its own work. And so the shock, any kind of a shock treatment, is an outside in function. It's not, that's not a, when you think about shock therapy, that's not a relaxing time,
Right.
What are you going to do today for to relax? You going to a spa, or you're going to go down and get a shock therapy treatment? I think I might go to the spa. And so, we have to put this in context. We're not shocking the brain. We're reflecting it to itself. We're not doing anything to it. We're allowing it to do its own thing. But to do its own thing, to realign itself, it really needs to relax. And that's as simple as that. So if you can get that energy to relax, and the way we do it is we reflect it back to itself. We're not on the high side, not on the low side, but in the middle. And then it builds like it would build a fulcrum in a lever, a teeter-totter. The middle of it would get bigger so that the two sides would balance. That's what happens.
Mm-hmm. And I think the idea that there is no giving up control, there is no I'm going to be something other than who I am, not a possibility because...
It's the opposite.
Actually becoming who you are.
Mm-hmm. Precisely. Now I can make a decision. Now I can drive. Now I can... I am able, without being manipulated by an imbalanced brain, to do this and create this. Now things come to me freely. I don't have to work so hard at it. It's pretty amazing stuff when you really take it and get your arms around it to embrace it. It's amazing stuff.
Well, Lee, we could probably be talking about this forever, but we've come to the end of the show. But what I really wanted to focus on, too, for just a second, Lee, is about the program Saraset. If you could share a little bit about the program and where it's available, that would be great.
Saraset is a franchise, and we take our technology and we train the business owner, and we also provide, of course, the hardware, software, and other things, as well as training for that office. And that office serves clients in that area to help them, those clients, balance their brain to relax and achieve restful sleep and also de-stress. So we started the franchise operation in October of 2018 after we had worked with the technology in our office for about a year, and there's a recent press release out on how we're working with it also with the Department of Defense for military personnel with mild traumatic brain injury, both in Bethesda and in Fort Bragg. But these offices just began in October last year. We now have 25. And we also have one in Amsterdam. Or excuse me, that's, oh, they will kill me if they hear this. It's Copenhagen. I talked to another guy in Amsterdam, though. Copenhagen is the office that's opening, first office in Europe. So but 25 offices, we'll open another two by March. And so clients go in, called our Ceresett.com, that's C-E-R-E-S-E-T, C-E reset, and then they call that or contact that number or website and then find the office closest to them, and then they are allowed to come in for, like, initially an introductory session. So we don't expect anybody just to say, oh, yeah, my brain needs to be balanced. You know, we realize this is it's not new to us. We've worked on it for 18 years. It's not new to Wake Forest University School of Medicine. They've done work with us for 6 years plus, over 500 people through clinical trials, or the military, too. It's not new, but on the one hand, but it's new to the likely new to the person hearing this. So when they call, they can come in for an introductory session for $49. And that introductory session, the office will provide them a means to see the balance in their brain, and they can have some understanding of that. And then they will give them a sort of a mini Ceresett session. And so they have a taste of or understanding of what the session's going to do. And sometimes, especially when brains are highly imbalanced, that initial few minutes is profound. We probably average of people who come in for the introductory session around 98%. You know, we have 2% of people whose status changes. They have to move. They get they're all at once. They find out, you know, that something happens, right? They find themselves in the middle of a divorce, they're whatever. But 98% move forward, and that's a huge opportunity, I think, for people to understand, wow, when I know about my brain, when I see it, and it's measurable, because that's the key here, it's measurable. Then I can go forward. So they will go forward often with our wellness package. Wellness package is four sessions and also then a take-home unit so that they can keep going with it. You know, once they get all the corresponding lobes balanced, they take the home unit will help them to continue that into for a longer period of time.
Great. Well, Lee, I think it was a great time talking to you today. Again, your book is Limitless You and the Infinite Possibilities of a Balanced Brain. I think it's really about being able to understand there are options out there, and it's time to say, you know what, we have to keep expanding and going forward. The old ways just aren't working anymore, and to enjoy the journey, yes?
Yeah, thank you for allowing me to share this information. And, you know, the flight attendant says, if the mask drops, put your own mask on first. So this is an opportunity to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Lee, thank you so much for joining us today. It was such a pleasure to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks again. Talk to you soon.
Great. If you'd like to find out more information about Lee Gerdes, again, the book is Limitless You, The Infinite Possibilities of a Balanced Brain. Please do check out the link on the bottom of today's show page. You go directly to the website to find out more information and also about Ceresett. And it's really about saying, you know, it feels like it's just such a laborious way of being able to say, can I shed all this crap that I've been holding on to? What's really, have I been carrying around? You're turning around and really toning your body and saying, my mindset, am I still running? What am I trying to get rid of? Really, where am I going? And gosh, it's just got to be an easier journey. Time to check it out and say, life has got to be easier. And I am really going to take a choice and say, you know what, let's try it out. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. Till tomorrow, have a great day.
Today we discussed many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit drjeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.